Hello, my name is Dr. Alan Schreck. I'm a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. I wanted to join you today to speak on faith matters, about what the Holy Father meant when he spoke in his letter Tertio Millennio Adveniente on the approach of the new millennium. He said that we can approach the new millennium only through the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. What did he mean by this saying? I think that there are three things that are important for us to remember as we approach the new millennium about the necessity of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. The first is, as Jesus said in John's Gospel, that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin. We all know what a condition the world is in, that the world is often blind to the reality of our separation from God, of our sin. And yet it's the Holy Spirit who has been sent by Jesus and the Father to convict the world of sin, to show us the need for conversion, for grace, and for faith in God. So the Holy Spirit has to do that mighty work of conversion, metanoia, to turn us away from sin, to turn us toward God. And that is the grace of the Holy Spirit. The second thing that we learn from the Holy Father is that we're called to a new evangelization. If we are to witness to the world our faith in Jesus Christ, the only motive power that can convert the world is the power of the Holy Spirit. And that begins, first of all, in us. What motivates us to share our faith? Certainly we could read church documents or hear the exhortations of our pastors that we ought to be sharing our faith in Christ. But we all know that the real thing that motivates us to witness to Jesus Christ must come from within. That's an interior grace. And that is a work of the Holy Spirit, as it was on the day of Pentecost, when before Pentecost the disciples believed in Jesus, but were still huddled in the upper room in fear and uncertainty about how to share their faith. But when Jesus sent the promise of his Father, the Holy Spirit, they were filled with boldness to witness. They were filled with zeal to witness and testify to their faith in Christ and in the Father and in the whole faith that he had taught. And they also were filled with wisdom of what to share and when to share it. Finally, the Holy Spirit is necessary for the conversion of the world as he works in the hearts of those who hear Christians, who hear the Holy Father, who hear Catholics and Christians as we witness to our faith in Christ. It's not enough for us to speak the words of faith. The Holy Spirit must work in the hearts and the minds of the hearers to receive that faith. And when the Holy Spirit is active, he converts hearts, he touches hearts, he leads us to faith in Jesus Christ and to the fullness of faith that we have in the Catholic Church. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit. One thing that we are living in is an age of tremendous renewal. The Holy Father has said that we're living in a new era of lay movements of the faithful. We're living in a new era of all movements, clerical, religious movements that are filled with new zeal for the living of the Christian life, the living of religious and lay and priestly vocations. This renewal is also a result of the Holy Spirit's work. The Holy Father says in Tertio Millennio Adveniente that really the preparation for the new millennium began immediately with the Second Vatican Council, which set afoot the work of grace and renewal in the Church. And it was those Council Fathers who yielded themselves to the grace of the Holy Spirit for the wisdom of their magisterial office to teach us how we are to follow God in our day, how we are to witness to Christ in our day. This is tremendous good news. As the new millennium approaches, we should also pray earnestly for the grace of the Holy Spirit to touch the minds and the hearts of those who hear the message of the gospel through our church, through us, through our Holy Father and our missionaries. Because without that prayer, our preaching and our witness will be futile. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us make this our prayer for the conversion of the world and for our own deepening of our faith as we enter the new millennium. Thank you.